The gist. The ME and fibromyalgia fields have produced some good muscle studies, but a recent study, muscle abnormalities worsen after post-exertional malaise in long COVID, was something else indeed. The study found that aerobic energy production, the kind that relies on oxygen uptake, was inhibited in various ways. Higher levels of glycolytic type 2 muscle fibers, lower levels of an enzyme called succinate dehydrogenase, or SDH, that activates the mitochondria, increased levels of metabolites associated with anaerobic energy production, and reduced ratios of citric acid mitochondria to lactate, result of glycolysis anaerobic energy production levels, all pointed to an energy production system that was overly dependent on the primitive and inefficient anaerobic energy production system. High levels of oxidative stress, atrophied or dead muscle fibers, and signs of immune invasion suggested that the short but very intense period of exercise had directly damaged the muscles. In 2024, the authors published a paper proposing 5 possible explanations for muscle problems found in long COVID patients. After rejecting deconditioning, they concluded that low oxygen uptake to the muscles caused by mitochondrial problems and/or reduced blood flows to the muscle cells, an autoimmune reaction that impairs both blood flows to the muscles and/or mitochondrial activity, and/or problems originating in the brain, central fatigue, were likely impacting the muscles. ME/CFS studies suggest something similar is happening and add in additional factors such as low blood volume, hyperventilation, and the failure of ME/CFS patients to respond appropriately on a molecular level, gene expression, epigenetics, metabolomics, proteomics, to exercise. Recently, 16 researchers, many of whom are allied with the biopsychosocial field, attempted to dismiss Wust's findings in a reply to the study. They asserted that deconditioning produced the findings that the symptom exacerbation seen in the ME/CFS patients was a normal response to exercise, and that the patient's pathological response to their symptoms played a role. Wust showed that the ME/CFS patients had activity levels similar to the controls and to the average American, that the symptoms produced were not normal, that numerous findings of the study were either not associated or indeed were opposite to those found in deconditioning. The biopsychosocialists' arguments seem to be becoming ever more shrill and less convincing. For instance, Beatrice Rank, the lead author of the reply, concluded that because normal physical examinations and routine tests suggest that, quote, no organic impairment, end quote, exists in long COVID, psychological factors must be important. Meanwhile, at least 5 more muscle studies are underway in ME/CFS and long COVID-19, and a recently published invasive exercise study provided more insights into the pathophysiology of long COVID-19. A blog on that is coming up.